Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What I'd like to say before we start this week of radio for ourselves is, if Seth is still listening, at any point, if that news breaks and you would like to talk about it,
yeah,
free reign.
Yeah.
Free reign. Can I get back on?
Yeah, just pop right back on.
Yeah.
I'm here. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Excellent.
What do you got, Seth?
Oh, all right. I heard my name and I was like, oh, you guys want to talk? I'll talk. What's that? But then I heard what you said. Yes, if Nick Chubb, I can come on at any point during this show. My schedule is open.
Yeah. Yeah, we know you have nothing else to do with your life, certainly.
And if you also, at any other point, if you want to hear the story about the birthday party I went to this weekend, I can tell you that too.
Oh, well, so now we have to.
I'm very intrigued by that. I'm not going to lie.
I'll see you guys later after Casario chooses to give you the breaking news.
That's right. I appreciate you for that. But yeah, no, we're on watch. We are on watch. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. When you put it like that, Sean Pendergast, as he is furiously putting his stuff away to like go and, you know, speak to the masses, because that's the type of person that he is. He made sure to point out the dichotomy that is Sean Pendergast in full collared shirt. He says, you're on Chubb watch. the man.
Some of us are always on Chubb watch.
Yeah, and there it is. There it is. That is John Lopez, the OG. I'm Reginald Lettuce, who's the Figgy Fig, getting you going on a Monday. And you here via the text line 713-572-4610 and the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live stream. Both hey. On the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch.
Had to wake her up on a Monday.
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, we are on Nick Chubb watch as yesterday. Things got really real fast. And it began early Sunday with Jeremy Fowler giving us this level of insight that involves the Texans. If you don't mind here, Fig, which I realize that I set you up. Improperly.
You set me up to fail, man.
I'm sorry. But I immediately took responsibility.
I got it, though.
Culpability. This is Jeremy Fowler.
Nick Chubb, free agent, one of the top free agent names still out there. I was told that he's hoping to sign here soon, and maybe he gets something done before a minicamp, gets into a team, four-time Pro Bowler. The return to Cleveland's not totally off the table from what I'm told, but probably unlikely because of their draft plans. They drafted multiple running backs. I'm told Houston could be one to watch here. They've been looking at that running back market, maybe adding some with Joe Mixon.
Wow.
The one to watch is, you started with that on early Sunday, and it just kept going to the point where we got confirmation that he'll be in the building today for a level of workout. Mm-hmm. And
if the physical go right.
And that is what the reporting has been, Figgy. If the physical goes right, you could have a whole nother running back on this Texas team. Do you like it? Are you good? You in on the Nick Chubb experience here for the Texans this year?
Not to avoid the question, but this is where...
But you're going to avoid,
yeah, about right, avoid the question.
I'm about to avoid the question.
It's Monday, baby.
Stand on that fence.
But I think you guys are in the same boat, if I can speak for you without even knowing what you're thinking.
You can't,
This is where you kind of become somewhat existential. What does it mean? what does it mean? That was the first thing that popped into my head.
Are you making him Schrodinger's Nick Chubb?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what does it all mean? Who are we? Like, really, who are we?
What is existence?
You have to be someone, because you can interpret this however you want. however you – oh, I think he's healthy. How do you know that? They're pending an exam today.
Yeah, that's what the physical is there for.
Yeah. Oh, he could be great for this room. Maybe he's going to be the two in the 1-2 punch. How do you know that? Maybe he's just going to be insurance. How do you know that? Maybe they're kicking the tires. How do you know that? There are so many questions about Nick Chubb until we see him on the field. Now, a big thing is going to be if he passes that physical to the tech, because they're going to go. They're going to go deep in, on what what he's got. That wasn't me. That was you.
What?
That was you.
What are you talking about?
Figgy, you saw that look.
What happened?
You saw that look.
What, I can't look now?
Yeah, not like that. Not like that.
All right. Okay. I didn't even say the things. I just.
Yeah, okay. You just get. Sometimes
I thought that was restraint.
That was.
All I gave was a quick side eye to Fig. That's
but
all
we
it
are
was.
On YouTube.
All right.
Yeah, but we are okay. On YouTube. Seriously, like it's going to be a very, very much a deep dive into his health.
All right, so.
We'll put it that way.
Do we want to ask the questions then?
What does it mean?
Let's go. What does it mean is really an interesting one, because I think. We're trying to figure out what this run game is looking like. I mean, we've gotten little hints, and I think I started coming around pretty strong to the idea that there's going to be at least, if not entirely, at least a significant amount of like a more of a gap scheme based approach running back wise, especially or running wise, especially when you look at the size of the lineman that this team has and the ways in which last year when, with the reporting or that, the scuttlebutt that we had that, guys kind of got to Bobby a little later to try and mix things up to where we saw in the later weeks of the season, more gap principles. It was, part of the reasons why Damian Pierce had a fantastic game at the end of the season and everything. Like, it feels like that fits more with what this offensive line seems to be made up as. And if you are to trust Nick Caley, which I think you should at the very least, what he's saying up front. They're going to try and, tailor the offense to what these guys can do, which would seem, more of those gap scheme type things running the football. That feels like something that, Nick Chubb could flourish in. However, I think that felt like something that Damian Pierce could flourish in.
Exactly.
And it does make me wonder, what do they have? Have they reached a point where they have some level of questions and concerns about Damian Pierce?
What does it mean? I keep going back to, could Damian Pierce be on the trade block?
I mean, assuming that Nick Chubb is signed, because there's still a lot of questions. Does he pass this physical, right? I guess the money is probably less of a thing, especially with if you are to believe Diana Rossini, who covers this league very well for The Athletic, saying that, there are other teams that have had more, robust offers out there on the table. So, if he was to sign here, I can't imagine that it's about the money or what have you, right? More incentive-laden contract, all that. We can circle back around to that. But, yeah, it feels like that would absolutely be an opportunity to then send Damian Pierce, a dude who I imagine teams around the league saw. You saw the rookie year.
Yeah.
We're not too far removed from that. You've seen that in a certain scheme fit that he could still produce in that. Like, maybe there'd be somebody that would want those services, and I can easily see that. It would have to be. That would have to be on the table because you just drafted Woody Marks, right? You have another depending on how much you think they still like Dare Ogunbowale for what they're doing. Like, that's a five-man running back room, and you just – there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way you could roster that. I don't even know if there's ways that you can maybe make this so that you could, stash a couple of those guys on a practice squad. Like, you would have to make some serious decisions, and he would be the odd man out because it's not like you're getting rid of no Joe Mixon.
Right, and could it mean, back to that point, he's sort of a Trent Brown-type running back as Trent Brown is to the offensive line. Maybe we get something out of him, but even if we don't, veteran, been around – Woody Marks is on this team, certainly could be a fallback plan, that type stuff. So, again, it's a total cop-out from what you originally asked, but I don't think there's anything but a total cop-out until you find out some of these questions.
Yeah, and we can keep asking those as we go here from the 409 on the text line. Again, get involved, 713-572-4610. Are you saying CJ not throwing and now looking for a new running back is a sign of trouble? Question mark?
Well, I don't know
upwards
about that.
Upwards inflection?
I don't know about that.
Okay, so you're not willing to go there, but... Yeah. I guess if
they're going to be running the ball 40 times a game.
Look, if you do end up signing Nick Chubb and assuming best case scenario, which I think we have to play the other side of this of what is possibly worst case scenario. Shout out to B. Scott for asking that question on Twitter earlier today. But best case scenario, if you get a Nick Chubb that is able to be third down back, able to give you some more of that power that obviously Joe Mixon has to some degree. But then also it's just Nick Chubb, at least historically, has had a greater degree of that.
Yeah.
Does it not feel like you are leaning yourself into being even more of what you would think is a defensive head coach's dream, which is run the damn ball and being able to do that consistently? And how would that then play and mesh with the CJ Stroud that we were kind of anticipating being really on top of all of the things that's happening and maybe having more leeway to throw the ball more?
Well, you know, I think they're going to run the ball a lot, maybe a lot more than we've even seen. So that's definitely a possibility. Could it be that, you kind of alluded to this, they feel pretty good about Woody Marks. And that's, you know, hence Damian Pierce might be expendable, and you have the veteran back there and see what he has. And by the way, you do have to realize, you know, what his injury was. It was bad. Like in 2023,
Which one?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, there's a.
The 2023 one was the worst.
It was a blowout.
And we saw that on live television, yeah, too.
MCL, ACL.
Meniscus as well.
And then he had a foot thing last year.
Broke his foot.
Yeah.
At one point last year as well. That was what ended his season early.
Eight games, I think three touchdowns, 300 and something yards, if memory serves. But you know, maybe they feel like if he passes, they've seen enough. If he passes their physical, you know, then all things are good. So it's – long story short, I like kicking the tires. I like the crapshoot aspect of this because you might pan gold, and even if you don't, I think you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I think this is where we bring up the question that I think B. Scott asked on Twitter. Of course, we'll talk to B. Scott tomorrow, as we often do on Tuesdays. But what's the worst-case scenario in this?
Really, the worst-case scenario doesn't hurt you. Worst-case scenario is he ain't it. It's not there. And you find that out in camp, and you're back where you belong. You can have five running backs in camp.
Especially if you do this in such a way where your contract situation with him is incentive laden. You're not out too much. You probably don't. I mean, you've got salary cap to play with right now.
Yeah.
And if you do not, you know, if you operate in such a place, you're not going to have a lot of dead money, I'm certain. I think it feels like maybe the absolute worst case scenario is that you do commit to him and then it ends up not necessarily working as well after you've traded one of these other running backs that you have depth wise. In your running back room, like maybe Damian Pierce goes somewhere and then he's really productive and you go, oh man, that's tough, right? And he's, you know, Nick Chubb, or maybe he performs and then he gets hurt again in a way that feels like it's, you know, falls in line with an injury prone nature or whatever. And that feels like relatively small, all things considered, because you still have your level of Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
You still have Woody Marks, who is a young running back. So at the very least, even if you're running with that tandem, I think I feel good about it. The thing for me, though, is I don't know that there's high risk. I also don't know that there's actually high reward here.
Well, I think there could be. I mean, if he's 100% healthy, what is he, 29? You know, that's on the brink.
What kind of 29 we talk about here with the running back?
He got bad wheels. Like, had bad wheels.
He could be a Derrick Henry 29.
Yeah. I sincerely don't think so, especially because one of the kind of mysteries of Derrick Henry, you that big, that strong, that many yards, and you ain't had taken really that many injuries with Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Can't really say that with Nick Chubb. And, of course, I hate to be the dude who's dinging a dude for having injuries.
It was only the last 2 years, though, man. He was going strong before that injury against Pittsburgh.
But it was those 2 years. No, that's a valid point. But I think you're right. You know, if worst-case scenario is Damian Pierce, you move on from him, he does pretty good somewhere, and ultimately those injuries catch up to Nick Chubb if he's in your rotation. But there is this, you know, whether it's Woody Marks or some combination of Woody Marks and Nick Chubb or whomever, Joe Mixon is still going to be carrying. This is basically the give Joe Mixon a break type running back, you know, at least going into the season, you know?
Yeah. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up in somewhat, because I talked about, like, I don't know necessarily the upside is that high. Looking at the games that he did play last year, like you mentioned, eight games, had three touchdowns. When you're talking about, and here we go, I know that you're going to roll your eyes, but like, I think some of these stats that you start looking at for, you know, to look at in depth of what he was doing, especially if you could try and take out whatever the offensive line was, he was not the Nick Chubb of old. Now, of course, that's somewhat to be expected coming off of a significant injury. How much do you think that he's able to bounce back, you know, another year after that significant injury, but with another significant injury being a foot break? His rush yards over expected were negative. Like, he underperformed what expectation was for his season amount of carries over the season. And on top of that, I saw someone ask, is British Brooks still on the roster? He is. And interestingly enough, it's funny that you bring up his name, because British Brooks, when it comes to yards after contact per attempt, had the same number of yards after contact per attempt for Nick Chubb. So when you talk about, like, maybe big yardage back type guy, I don't know that you're getting more of what, you know, if in that, even in that space, than what British Brooks could probably give you. Another man who's coming off an injury, but is here, and I imagine is likely cheaper or what have you. Mm-hmm. So, like, again, I acknowledge that this is a guy coming off of a really significant, as you mentioned, knee injury, MCL, ACL, meniscus, all of that. Yeah. And that injury that he was recovering from last season, and then he had another injury that admittedly is a break and is not the same kind of soft tissue, what have you.
Yeah.
But I don't know that, you know, what we had previously seen of Nick Chubb, which was phenomenal, is still there. Is that necessary for this to be a worthwhile selection?
I also feel you need to recognize that last year, he was just coming off of that blowout.
Right.
This year, he's 2 years removed, and the foot injury, you have to figure, is one of those, as you mentioned, that's not ligaments and you know, stuff that, and strain on the joint and all that. It was a foot injury. It was a broken foot. Or whatever it was. I think it was broken.
It was broken.
And can be healed, you know, and you're back to 100%. So now 2 years removed. As Figgy pointed out, it's not that long ago that he was averaging 5 yards a carry. It was a little over 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I think last year, too, the Browns had a really bad offensive line, too. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line wasn't good last year. So that could be something. If he's behind a really good offensive line, maybe that could change. Maybe you – I'm not saying you're going to get that Pro Bowl Nick Chubb, but – maybe you could get a decent Nick Chubb.
Maybe. I just don't know that the high side of this is nearly as large, because one of the things also, expected points added when it comes to this rushing, pretty damn low. Like, I mean, along the lines of what Javonte Williams gave in his games running the football. And, I mean, it was worse than Ezekiel Elliott. Even, and that's modern Ezekiel Elliott. And I think Ezekiel Elliott actually could be some level of tell force here, because that was a dude who was a really great running back, but after a couple years. And I imagine that we're getting a little bit of insight in this. John Lopez, do the honors.
Somebody alert Seth Payne. Nick Chubb is signing a 1 year deal with the Texans per rap sheet.
Ian Rappaport, that is.
Ian Rappaport.
It's not just some person named rap sheet.
So we'll keep you up to date on that when it becomes officially official, but at least one reporter now has him signing with the Texans for 1 year.
All right, so we're going down this path.
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit more about it on the other side?
We can.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. If you didn't catch the OG talking just in that moment, I was about to call Mark Ingram because somebody texted in. He's going to be way better than Mark Ingram. I can tell you that. That's Halston on the YouTube page. Let's hope so, because Nick Chubb, formerly of the Cleveland Browns, has a couple of injuries that he's coming off of, but Nick Chubb is going to sign a 1 year deal with your Houston Texans to make that running back room another man deeper. Let's talk about what are we expecting from this, what are we hoping to see out of this, and let's see if we can get Seth Payne back on the horn. Let's do all that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Attitude, LaFiggy Fig. On a Monday, hope you're having a good Monday. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, the Mocarum Injury Lawyer live streams, both on the Twitch page and on the YouTube page. And I got a question for you here.
Yeah.
What kind of penance does the OG John Lopez deserve? Because
for what?
This man read the internet wrong.
Oh, man, you got got.
He no, didn't get got. No. He just read the internet wrong.
Yeah.
Like, and so,
did you read something from yesterday?
Like,
technically, it was accurate.
It, so he read something from earlier this morning from Yahoo Sports that said that that Nick Chubb would sign pending his physical.
Nothing to see here.
You said official, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And we played the breaking
that's
news.
That's what I'm saying.
Sounder. It was breaking news sounder anyway. It was worthy.
All right.
Nick Chubb.
Nah, you're doing a lot of coke here. There's a lot of cop and please happening right here, John Lopez.
Hey, is it not news?
No, literally.
No, it's not news if we were already talking about literally. The news.
So I have to be honest and say that it is not official.
Yeah.
I'm sure people perked up and
I know,
everything.
Right? Like people were ready. People were ready.
I'll do 2 push-ups.
You don't get to determine this. 713-572-4610. What does Lopez get for reading the internet wrong?
Because technically it was accurate in terms of the report and a reputable outlet. Actually,
so why are we backtracking this?
I'm not. I'm saying technically it was accurate.
Because he's not officially signed.
Accurate. That's why. Accurate account.
That's why.
Reputable.
Buddhist man. Like, you know what happened? This man got once. Via his email about his, what was the bank account or whatever?
Oh yeah.
Getting hacked and all that stuff. Yeah.
He's losing the tech savvy. It's going. I see it. It's going.
The tech age is showing.
It is. John Lopez.
I like that. Actually, I like that. I mean, I hate it for me.
Yeah. No, but I circling back to Lopez, that is you, to Nick Chubb. And no, so set the still out of the pocket. We're not going to get him here until it's absolutely solidified. But we had some questions, and did you have more questions with when it comes to the Nick Chubb thing? Because I think some of the things that I think the guys in the morning show were actually talking about also, the experience that he probably brings to this, right? Like the experience that he brings to that room.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea of Joe Mixon, how much of this does this feel like the idea of having somebody that could play at the highest level if Joe Mixon gets injured?
We raised questions, right? And I think valid, you know, in terms of what are the possibilities of coming off the injury, all that. You just heard us talking about that. And I'm sure those are questions that people have as well. But what if, you know,
To me,
even if he's just 70% of the time shows us, 60% of the time shows us what he was.
I think this is a better what if than last year with Cam Akers.
I agree. I think I agree.
Yeah, I think if you do hit on Nick Chubb, then it's like, damn, that's to me, I think that's better than hitting on Cam Akers.
Oh, you mean like the high end possibility of it?
Yeah, I think that's a bigger high end because it's pretty, to me, I look at it as the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of kicking the tires on a running back. If it don't work out, then you know you ain't
no harm, no foul.
Yeah, you ain't spend a bunch of money on him or a bit time draft pick or something like that.
Right.
No, I think so. And one of the things I was, you know, yesterday when this kind of started bubbling up, I jumped on and started looking at, you know, some of his runs during that period where he actually played last year. And one of the things that I think popped up for me is, you know, you see him obviously in gap scheme type stuff, but you see him in zone type stuff. He feels like he's comfortable doing both of those things, which is not something that you can reasonably say with Dameon Pierce. I do feel like one of the things that we were talking about is it feels like this could be the year that Dameon Pierce puts back together and you get a better, you know, iteration of him, more akin to what you saw rookie year for him. However, that does seem like it feels like the book is out on him in that, you know, it's going to be scheme dependent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I do wonder what that means for Nick Haley, who, yes, we know he has a firm rooting in that, you know, Patriots gap scheme type run. But the idea of like bringing out the zone as well, like any team, even teams that are like largely or that are pretty much gap scheme teams, they're going to bring out some zone concepts. And it feels like he does not do as well in those zone concepts in a way that I think Nick Chubb is a little bit more versatile, assuming that you get, like you said, the best play out of him.
Well, and the other part about this that is already good, depending on how he performs, is I was just telling Reggie during the break for the game, that dude was beloved in Cleveland.
He is the perfect type of player that will play for this or
that's
this type
where
of
I'm going.
This
that's
dude, where I'm I was. Going. It's funny because it's kind of a media thing mm-hmm. because he really don't say much. He's very quiet. Mm-hmm. He's not the fire. There's no fireworks in his press conference. He's mm-hmm. just like straightforward. And I was listening to his mic'd up not that long ago. Dude don't be saying nothing on the field, man. All you hear is that's all you. He don't say no trash talking or anything, yeah. But he is beloved. He's like the perfect type of player you will want on your team.
And as a player has that example type swarm.
No diva type stuff.
Yeah, but violent, you know, obviously just goes and goes and goes, adds on runs, yards after carry, all that stuff. If healthy. You know, if healthy and those legs are back. So,
yeah, that's the big if though. Is like not just healthy, but like also how productive is he in his health? Like obviously he looks good, but you know, looking good and playing good at the football level, especially at that running back position where you know he's had a lot of that wear and tear. He's you've used up a lot of the yards in that player. Like what does it look like? I'm interested to see what it is, but I mean, again, it feels like a low risk, but I also don't know that it's a super high reward mm-hmm. proposition. I do think that it's just an interesting one, especially adding into that. But who do you think ends up getting the short end of the stick on that, though? Right? If he does indeed sign and he makes it through camp and that is the guy that you want in there, do you think that there's any? I mean, obviously, we talked about the idea of Damian Pierce possibly being traded, but like even then, are you keeping four running backs on the roster outside of talking about a fullback that probably makes it?
I think it's obvious. If he makes it and he's impressive, you're not going to – obviously, Woody Marks isn't going anywhere. Dari Ogunbowale is not going anywhere. That leaves Joe Mixon and Nick Chubb. So who does that leave out?
You certain that Dari's not going anywhere?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I wouldn't sign that in PN.
They
I don't know about that.
Love him. Love him. And special teams and a little bit, you know, if insurance in the backfield and when I say special teams, I mean like every special team.
Right.
Yeah, everything. So, yeah, it's always a possibility they can find a way to part ways with Dari. But right now, I think the more secure on this roster is Dari and Ogunbowale than Damian Pierce, and that says a lot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So, I mean, are you in a place where, you know, at this point, the running back competition, if Nick Chubb does indeed sign, is it is Chubb versus Damian Pierce, and whoever has, mm-hmm. I guess, I don't even know, like the bar would be as long as Chubb looks viable, really. It just feels like it's a him versus him proposition.
Yeah.
I was going to say whoever looks more viable gets the spot, but if both of them look viable, then I think that there's probably
kind of goes to Chubb.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it feel like that's the case? Even though, I guess, you could think logically, the younger guy who is probably, well, I was like, I don't know if he's on a better contract by any means, but like the younger guy who you might have more runway with would probably be Damian Pierce. However, it feels like Nick Chubb would be the one that you probably give deference to and then utilize Damian Pierce in order to get more value.
I think if healthy and you see it and you know it, because they, you know, they're the ones that are going to be around him every day. Nick Chubb has done so much more. I mean, there's so much more of a resume there. Like, you know, you have the rookie year and he is younger, but Chubb has gone year in, year out. If he's healthy again, you got to figure they're gonna lean toward him.
Going back to the Dalray thing, the thing I wanted to bring up is there any chance in your mind that you view Woody Marks as possibly stepping into that role? Because, I mean, it comes from, in my mind, like the idea of a third down passing, pass catching running back, which it feels like Woody Marks absolutely is. Like the possibility of him stepping in to some of those other special teams roles. Obviously not backup kicker, right? But, I mean, I don't know that that – can we keep using that as the thing?
That's a reach, isn't it?
I was like, can we keep using that?
That's
as the
a
thing
once
for
in
real,
a,
for real.
Yeah. Once in a generation.
Oh, you can't get rid of him because he's a backup kicker.
Yeah, that's
like
a,
it's fun
that's
to
a
say.
Big ask.
I'm not gonna lie, it is fun to bring ask. Up every time, but we can't keep using that. Like, is there any chance in your mind that you end up with like Woody Marks being the next generation of Dalray in this?
There's a possibility there. And oh, by the way, another text about British Brooks. I think British Brooks is just going to be a fullback, or they're trying to make him a fullback. So I don't know how much he would fall into that category as well. Even if he was a running back, he'd be down the list.
Yeah, and I think that all of that remains to be seen. And thankfully, there's an opportunity to see it. Mandatory minicamp starts this week. And it seems like maybe, just maybe, you might have Nick Chubb in tow with all of that. 713, Mixon Marks, Chubb and either Damian Dalray or Brooks, question mark, just like we were talking about. It does feel like Brooks is probably, but it's not the same. It's not the same regime. It'll be interesting to see, like, well, I guess it, in a way it is largely the same regime, but the man at the top of the offense is a different person. So it'll be interesting to see if that shifts at all, the way that this moves, the way that this goes. As soon as we get the first, depth charts as well, it'll be interesting to see that as well. But yeah, we are still on Nick Chubb watch.
It'd be fun to watch him in camp though.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, if nothing else, that is a great point. Yeah. Like, just another topic to talk about during camp is going to be fun.
Yeah, I think I said it when we was kind of kicking this topic around before. I'm like, man, it'd be good to see him out there.
Oh, heck yeah.
Just an opportunity for – I mean, I still remember what it felt like seeing Joe Mixon get out there. And it's like, oh, okay.
I remember the first day we saw him.
First play was – wasn't it the wheel route out there? There's like, hey, just chuck that up to Joe over there.
I was like, ooh.
This is different. So, yeah, man, it looks like maybe, just maybe, the Texans will have another running back to kick around and to play with Nick Chubb. Somebody said, why would either party sign this contract if they didn't think he could play? We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. And, I mean, and that's really why is – to find out and have an opportunity to see and have, in a way, the right of first refusal in some ways. You sign him up, give him an opportunity, see what it looks like, and if it's viable, then you go with it. That's the beauty of this time of year. You're figuring some things out. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next is getting to our question of the day. Inspired by Forrest Whitley, who the Astros are set to let go of once again, what might have been that haunts you to this day? Teams or individuals? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss it next. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Time to get into the question of the day as we await news on whether or not Nick Chubb's physical is passed, as it seems like that's the only barrier for whether or not Nick Chubb ends up signing up.
What if it don't pass?
That would be
something. We're doing all this wasting time talking about the what ifs and all that.
We would have we'd have another breaking news sounder. That's for dang sure.
All right. Question of the day, actually inspired by a little bit of baseball. Forrest Whitley looks like It's going to be a what could have been type situation with him, because he's not going to make it here with the Astros, even though the stuff continues to be something that's like, it's there, just kind of never all came together for him for the Astros. So in honor of that, what is a what might have been situation that haunts you to this day, teams or individuals? 713-572-4610.
Well, I have a couple, but really just on Forrest Whitley, you know, kind of the genesis of this question of the day. 9 years, man. 9 years we've been waiting. And 9 years, it looked like he might. Yes, he might. No, he won't. And did finally get up to the major league, so I'm happy for him for that. But one of the more incredible kind of what-if stories that were out there. And keep in mind, 2016 is when he got drafted. Imagine the
first
what-if.
Rounder.
Imagine the, yeah, first rounder. And imagine
with
the
all
what
the
if,
fanfare of it too. He wasn't just the first rounder of, you just didn't, you know, nobody knew about him. I mean, you had a lot of big dogs talking real nice about the idea of Forrest Whitley being one of them ones, and ultimately it just doesn't come to fruition after. And it's not like it didn't come to fruition because they didn't put enough effort and time into it.
Or he wasn't good enough.
That's true.
He was good enough.
Yeah.
And that's where I was going with this. It was the injuries, man. Because in 2016, we all know what happened starting in 2017. Imagine if Forrest Whitley had not had those injuries and was a part of this rotation for the last nine years. I mean, that's a big what if. The one for me, and you can talk, individuals or, teams or moments or whatever. You know, the boys this morning had some good ones. Kind of the butterfly effect of a dropped interception for Sean Pendergast would have been not just a national championship for Notre Dame, but a national championship for his brother. You know, which is
and an opportunity to, you know, walk around with a ring.
Yeah.
Even if it's short, even if it's not yours, you're close enough to get it, man.
And Seth, you know, basically being, you know, recruited and damn near begged by Tom Coughlin to join the New York Giants the year they won the Super Bowl. And he said, nah, he said, I'm good. Mine is obviously, you know, there's a bunch, you know, that come to mind. Somebody mentioned J.R. Richard. I mean, think about that. What if had he not had that moment? Mine, you know, in terms of college football. So in 2012, the Aggies played their first ever SEC game against Florida, and Johnny Manziel played his first ever game, period, as a freshman, a redshirt freshman. They lost 20-17 in a really close game. They proceeded to win 11 out of 12 games and beat the ever-living stuffing out of Oklahoma. I think they ranked 10 or 11 or something like that. In the Cotton Bowl,
national title.
They win that first game. Nobody won. And you, even though you're an Aggie hater, kind of, sort of, maybe sometimes.
Damn, are you?
He just gives me a hard time.
I can be that.
Which is, there's always a little truth behind those. But anyway,
shout out to A&M.
Nobody wanted to play them.
No.
Nobody wanted to play them.
No, I mean that team really made Nick Saban switch up to his get down.
Yeah,
like the idea of the small mobile quarterback was a huge hole in Nick Saban's game plan. It was like, all right, well, we just got to change the way we play.
Yeah.
Which kind of facilitated all of that. So, yeah.
One more play in the opener and they perhaps win the national championship.
That is a fair kind of what
that would sound like it hurt too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, it did.
It's got to be.
Oh, it did.
From the 832 on the text line, Andre Hall or Lonnie Ballantyne, what could have been? Do you feel that way on
not
either
with those
of those?
Andre Hall?
Yeah, and Lonnie Ballantyne. Not with those guys.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Somebody said, talking what is? We talking what is? Not practice? Practice tomorrow, friend. There's no practice, right? Although, there could be something happening.
Get back to football, guys.
There could be something happening in that building that could get us to that place. From the 713, if Matt Schaub doesn't fracture his foot against Tampa Bay on a QB.
Oh, that's another good one.
That was one of those ones that I was thinking about. Because that felt like a really, really good football team that absolutely was like the cream of the AFC at the time.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, mine is if Joe Burrow actually got a chance at Ohio State. If they actually gave him a strong chance. I know he was going to get some dogs, but.
Rather than Justin Fields?
Yeah, what if they just gave him a chance to just go play?
Well, he wouldn't want at LSU.
Yeah, he didn't have all the weapons that he had at LSU, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe he would have won at Ohio State.
Yeah, at least one. Yours, you were a baby. How old were you in 98?
I was 6 years old.
Yeah, Kansas State.
Yeah.
Aggies beat him, and it was very much an upset.
But I didn't care about Kansas State at that point. You know what I mean? So, like, that one doesn't hit me in the same way. All right, so this was one I was thinking about, which isn't quite a what would have been as opposed to just, like, a what if that I started thinking about. Because, I mean, and this is where I can end up being a little bit of an Aggie hater. I did go to high school in the Austin area. So, like, you know, being around all that. I have frequently heard
Longhorn fans kind of do think, and I'm certain you've heard them too. If Colt McCoy hadn't have gotten hurt in that, what was it, 08 or was it 09 Rose Bowl versus Alabama, like what they would have won it. And I don't necessarily disagree.
I don't necessarily disagree, but it still would have been a big ask against that
team. I thought that team could have absolutely beaten Alabama. That's the first of like obviously a long run of Alabama dominating. Not saying that Alabama does not become the team that they are, but I do wonder, does that at all change the landscape of the way that, because that opened the door of the Alabama dynasty that we came to know at that point in time under Nick Saban. Like, I do wonder, does it end up looking the same if they don't win that very first one?
Yeah, talk about butterfly effect.
Right, like I do wonder just how much, because that obviously proof of concept, like we're here in this way, obviously playing in that championship was, I mean, probably enough, right, to validate that and to help the recruiting on its way along with all of the want to that the University of Alabama brings to this. I just, in my mind, I was like, does it look a little different if Texas actually wins that one? Also, does Texas go the other way where they go, hey, we can continue doing this. We continue to recruit in a better way than, you know, they kind of fell on. Although I do think that some of that was Mac Brown getting older, what have you, and kind of missing on some things. But does that national championship changing hands in that particular game?
How about Texter says 2019 Astros? That last game.
Oh, yeah.
That last game.
Yeah.
Then you're talking three World Series.
Do you think, and I hate to be the person who's thinking about the haters in this case, but do you think that changes the conversations around the Astros in 2017? Not necessarily changes the conversation, but quiets it down.
Nah.
Because it's not, right now you have the 2022. If you have 19 and 2022.
That's where it would have changed.
You know what I'm saying? Like you have both of these that you go, all right, what can you say about these two championships right here?
I agree with that. Like had they won in 2019, it still would have been blowing and going in 20 and 21. Then you back it up with a 22 and you have three.
I feel like the 17 and 19 were so close together, though. Mm-hmm. Like no matter what was out there,
you're right.
People would have still been saying, oh, what about 2019 and all that stuff? Even though I disagree with that, but people still going to always have that conversation.
And Chris Paul didn't pull that hammy?
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I didn't feel comfortable bringing that up because that felt like bad juju. But that's clearly one of those. Like that was a team that was constructed all through the Maury tenure to beat that Warriors team. And it felt like, hey, we finally found the recipe. And then it was just the hamstring. Because you had them on the ropes.
Yeah.
You had them. You had them on the ropes. Yeah. Like that felt like that was the championship. That probably... I was like, does that then seal the Warriors dynasty? Because, I mean, obviously they went and won. But then... when I thought that they had closed it, they came back and won, what was that, in 2022?
Was it 22,
and I was like, oh, okay, so they still have some of this juju in there, even though I thought the door had closed, so I don't know that necessarily losing the Rockets there would have stopped all of the remainder of it.
Yeah.
But at the very least, it had gotten the Rockets a championship, and I'm here for that.
How about T-Mac and Yao?
Yeah,
that was Yao one getting of the ones. Hurt against the Lakers in Los Angeles. What about individuals? Because they're like Forrest Whitley, who are like, damn. You know, if it wasn't for this or that, they're talking about those individual moments and injuries. I'm talking about like career things. And I go back and some people may not even remember his name. I thought Roy Tarpley was going to be an absolute monster, like one of the best ever. And drugs got him.
Right.
Yeah,
for sure. And I mean, obviously, another one who drugs got from the 832, Len Bias, is just one of the all time, you know, what could have been. Because, I mean, greatest player in Maryland basketball history. Like, he's up there when you talk about ACC basketball, which is kind of crazy to think about because ACC basketball has historically had a lot of really great players. I mean, it felt like that he was going to come in and dominate the league. Of course, you can't say that for certain, but yeah, does a day after he gets drafted is when he passed away. It's kind of wild to think about. I think there's a lot of kind of NBA ones that I think about, guys that, you know, dealt with a whole bunch of nagging injuries. One of them being, oh my goodness, and of course I get there, dude who played for the Portland Trailblazers.
Brandon Roy. That's who I always think about, man.
Because he felt like he was absolutely.
He was a monster, man.
100%. Yeah. Somebody said, what if Reggie Bush never had that lateral, or never lateraled that football, rather?
Oh, yeah, they were going to be up, what, two touchdowns, something like that? Maybe what, more than that.
What if Peyton Manning actually signed with the Houston
there
Texans?
That's it.
That's it. That's when it gets a real good one. Yeah.
You think
that would have changed a lot?
That first year more so than the second. Because he was
the first year he was
he was good the first year.
Yeah, what did he throw, like 40 touchdowns or something? The first
it was a lot.
He was going crazy. That second year was different.
That's the problem. I can't get that second year out of that. Yeah. Where I started calling.
That's when Brock Osweiler was had to kind of help him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely changed his name in my mind. I was like, that's not Peyton. I know what Peyton looks like. I started calling him Williams Manning at that point, just because it was so problematic. Yeah, it was. What was that? 55 touchdowns in 2013.
That was insane. That was insane, man.
Absolutely.
All right, so this is one that I always will stand on, that nobody in the city of Houston or no Rockets fan would ever switch up. But somebody says, what if the Rockets ultimately did draft Michael Jordan instead of Hakeem?
Yeah, and you know how I feel about that. Six is more than two.
Yeah, I'll never trade that one, though, because he was uniquely ours. But the one that I think about when you talk about what could have been, mm-hmm. I kind of wish that Jordan hadn't retired in those years.
Yeah,
that conversation. I saw Vernon Maxwell get asked this on All the Smoke, and he was like, he wasn't trying to hear this question at all. Like the people that talk about, well, MJ would have won it. I'm mm-hmm. like, no, man. Like,
it would have went totally different, man.
That man, like, that
do you
man
think he would have won four in a row?
That man was fatigued.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, three in a row, he was tired. You think he could have rattled off four, five, six?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. And maybe this
he would have lost something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's Homer. I'm like, nah, man. I still believe the Rockets won those championships in that circumstance because of where Hakeem brought that team to at that point. Somebody said, what was the guy for a Baylor defensive end? Oh, Sean Oakman, or is that who we're talking about? The big muscly.
Oh guy? Yeah, yeah, that big guy.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I go to that place, but I mean, Sean Oakman, at the very least, he looked like a monster in college. And that is for damn sure.
Somebody else, just to put a bow on this, on the what might have been, just said her name was Sage.
Oh, friend, I appreciate that you took it to that place.
Her
and I
name
want you
was
know,
Sage.
I feel you. I see you. You don't. You can let go of that hurt, friend. You sure can. Texas should have drafted VY in 06. I said what I said. Okay. I see you, Texas.
I was thinking about that one, too.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Man, this team has had some quarterback things.
Yes, it has.
Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including there's a cornerback who looks like he's going to be on the market. And yes, I know what the question is. Should the Texans? We'll talk about that more next. But before we get there, I do want to talk to you about Soup Mart. Father's Day is coming up, and I know that, you know, people be buying gifts for you. Maybe are you tired of ties or what have you? Well, I mean, look, you won't be tired of the ties that come from Soup Mart, because they've got something for every budget. They've got, obviously, as I mentioned, ties. They've got all the things for suits, but they also got more than that. Like, they've got cargo shorts you can get for as low as $19.99, dress shirts starting at $6, man. Like, I know you got to get out here. You got to look clean. Why not do it for the low? Also, they got casual shoes. They got sneakers, and you can take 20% off 200 fresh pairs that they got out there as well, plus 20% off of sports coats and blazers with restrictions applying there. I mean, you can get all sorts of things at Suit Mart. It's a one-stop shop for making sure that you get right, and you want to look good, even if it's just getting ahead of Father's Day, making sure that you look good for your family on that type of occasion. But one thing that you do know, looking good starts with Suit Mart.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.